Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, March 25th. U.S. equity futures are trading off modestly this morning. The S&P futures are off about 6 points, that's 11 basis points. Dow futures are off a similar percent, about 50 points, which is also 11 basis points. And you have Nasdaq futures down 30 points, which is about 17 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices trading approximately unchanged overall, with outperformance in Europe in autos, basic resources, tech, banks, and energy, and then underperformance in retail, luxury, media, real estate, and industrials. Retail luxury names have been underperforming now for several days following a bunch of downbeat data points, Nike, Lululemon, and Kering, and the weakness is continuing so far this morning. And then in Asia, you saw losses pretty much across the board. The Nikkei fell 1.1%. The Hang Seng dropped marginally off about 15 basis points. The Shanghai Comp fell 70 basis points. So really not much to say this morning. Very minimal news out over the weekend, or rather minimal news that's really kind of altering the market narrative or shifting price action dramatically this morning. No huge economic numbers, no real important central bank headlines. And there were not any big earnings reports. So relatively status quo versus where we were last week. You did have the Atlanta Fed President Bostic comment over the weekend that there may only be one rate cut this year. So he had been forecasting two cuts. He's now saying just one. Remember, the Fed guidance from last week, the dot plot, is still at three cuts for this year, which is what the market is pricing. And the market assumes a June cut and then an aggregate about three for the entire year. So the market is kind of aligned with the Fed dot plot, but you do have Bostic coming out saying just one. Looking out over the course of this week, you have a couple of inflation figures culminating with the US PCE on Friday, when US markets are closed, but you also have a bunch of other figures as well. Remember, the PCE in the US is a February number. So we've already had the upside CPI, we've had the upside PPI for February, and we've also had Powell address January and February inflation last week, kind of dismissing it. So I don't know if the PCE on Friday is really going to be a huge narrative shifting event. I think more important will be the March jobs report, which we get next Friday on the 5th, and then the March CPI. If the March inflation data starts to come in hot, then I think that could alter the narrative and shift out a cut from June. But I think just based on what we've heard from the Fed, where they're kind of willing to sit and watch the data, and they were, again, somewhat dismissive of the hot January, February figures. A hot PCE on Friday, I don't think kind of necessarily really alters the narrative too dramatically. But you do get other inflation figures over the course of this week, including some March CPIs out of Europe, Spain and Germany and France, and then you also do get the Tokyo March CPI Thursday night. And that is pretty much everything for today. Like I said, very quiet, not a whole lot to talk about. For this week, you do get some inflation figures, but I doubt it's going to be too dramatic. And that is everything for today, Monday, March 25th, and this will be the last podcast of the week. This podcast will be back a week from today. So thank you everyone for listening.